weeks to get it going. And if you don't care, I'm going to go ahead and say today's date is June the 22nd, 1998. And if you don't care, just state your name so they'll know.
I'm Clarence Johnson. Born and raised in Mousie, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
And after the seventh grade at Mousie, I came to the settlement and went to the other two months in the seventh grade at Hindman. And we only had seven months at Mousie.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to two other months at Hindman, 9 months. And then when I was in the eighth grade, 34 and 35, when I was in the eighth grade at the settlement. And then 35 and 36, I rode the bus from home. But in 36 and 37, I stayed back in the settlement again.
Uh-huh.
And that was only 2 years and 2 months that I stayed in the settlement. And while I was there, I worked in the barn. I milked about 6 cows each milking.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the flood would come, and back then there were kind of came pretty often.
Yeah, I'd say they did.
So we'd have to go to the barn,
uh-huh,
turn the cattle into pasture, and if we had a calf, we had to carry it up in the loft. And at Saturday nights, we would go to Mrs. Jones at the house mother's room and listen to the Grand Ole Opry. And that's what we look forward to a lot. And we had a little string band of our own, and I played guitar with the band.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't go out and play much, but we played together an awful lot.
Yeah.
And I remember one time we had went to a club and played. And it was a forgotten half. And then sometimes we would we had a recreation building up on the hill, and we go up there and folk dance.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was the last time I stayed there. We'd go on Saturday night sometime and have folk dance for a long time. And I played basketball for Pearl. Pearl was there the first year I was in high school, in
mm-hmm.
34 and 35. And I went out for basketball, and I played for 4 years. At 39, we went to the state tournament, and won, was runners up.
Oh, in the state? You were runners up in the state?
Yeah. And the other, I was one of the five. All or four of them are dead now. I'm the only one of the five living. And they made all state, but I didn't.
Well.
And, we had a lot of members going to the school, Hyman Settlement School.
Yeah.
And Mr. Steele he stayed in our dormitory, and he would take us on the weekends for walks up the holler, up on the hills. He really took care of the young boys. did a lot he wasn't supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's about all I
have. Okay. Well, if you don't care, I have a few questions for you. Just from listening to all this. Now, you lived in the settlement, right, for a little while, you said. What was
2 years.
2 years. Yeah. Now, what was what buildings did you live in?
East Oak.
Mm-hmm.
That's the me and Salvatore.
Yeah.
And it's been torn down. A new one they're made now. And the old one's was in the same place.
Uh-huh. What was that like, living away from home? Did you get homesick or?
No. I had a sister going there the first year I went there.
Yeah.
So I talked to her a lot. No, I didn't get too homesick. And I had a neighbor friend that was in the same grade I was. He was already there.
Yeah.
Copper John Gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got along pretty good. didn't get homesick.
Well, that's good.
I had the measles one time, went up, had to stay in the hospital. Up.
What was that like, staying up there?
I had to stay about a week or two, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It was okay. The nurse come in, read, come in. And back then, that seemed like measles lasted an awful long time.
It probably did seem that way. And now you said that you had a brother and a sister.
Yeah.
That went there too.
Yeah, Forrest Johnson, he graduated in 32.
Uh-huh.
And I had a sister graduating about 37 and one about 35.
So did any of them live on campus or?
Yeah.
Your brother did.
My youngest sister, she began school in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
There.
And, wow.
And she wrote home one time. My dad said, and says, send me some money. He said, a nickel will do. It seems this is real small. I don't see how one that small to.
Yeah.
But she had her sister with her. So.
I guess that wasn't as bad then. I guess it wasn't as bad then, since she had somebody with her.
Yeah, they went there 4 years.
Uh-huh. Well, what was it like living in the dorm?
Well, it's hardly like the Army. I was in the Army.
Was it a little bit better?
Better than that. We had about two or three in a room. That's three sometimes, or maybe three in a room.
Uh-huh.
And, so it's kind of private for a three. We had, at night, we had a study hall down in the main room.
Mm-hmm.
When you come in the main door, it had a big room that we had study hall.
And you said that Mr. Steele was the one that lived in your all's dorm with you and took care of you?
Well, he didn't have anything to do with us.
Or he just lived there, I guess.
We had a house mother.
Oh, okay.
And he had a room there.
Uh-huh.
By himself, and so he would talk to us boys, and he'd take us on walks. On the weekends. He was good to us. Uh-huh. He took us to ball practice in the gym, and he did a lot of things for us.
Who was your house mother?
Miss Jones.
What was she like?
she was kind of rough.
Was she?
I had this friend of mine, my neighbor friend, he'd be studying at night, and he'd start laughing or something, or throwing the paper wads or something, and she'd come up behind him and just smack him right in the face. he was kind of mean, didn't he?
Yeah.
Got ribbons in the school, all that.
So how did she keep a bunch of boys in line? I guess that might have been hard.
Yeah, she kept them in line. Yeah, she always said to send you to Miss Watts, and everyone dreaded to go to Miss Watts.
Uh-oh. Here, I'm going to move this over just a little bit. I'm going to try it this way. There we go. Now, why did everybody dread going to see Miss Watts?
Yeah.
What was she like?
She was tough, too.
Uh-huh. Did you ever get sent to her?
Yes.
What'd you do? Are you going to tell on yourself?
Yeah, I better tell it, I guess. me and my brother were playing basketball. The last year I was there, and so we went to the state, went to the tournament at Jackson, one of the tournaments, and we got beat out, and so we all drank a little bit. She found that out, so when she heard about it, well,
uh-oh.
He called us up there and told us to go home. It sent us home. It wasn't long until the school was out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went home and drove the bus. The next year or two, about two more years again, we rode the bus. I graduated in 39.
Mm-hmm.
So, she wouldn't put up with anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard she had to be pretty stern.
Our family, though.
Uh-huh.
She told me and my brother, says, we didn't act like Johnsons. She thought an awful lot of my brother,
yeah.
My brother.
Well, I guess getting back to living there on campus. Now, you were telling me that you worked in the barn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell, what was that like? What all did you have to do?
Well, we'd get the most, in the summer, we'd go and get them in the pasture and bring the cows, about 12 cows, and put them in the barn. They had a stanchions to put them in, all a line of stanchions, and put them in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have to wash them good, and then milk them, and strain the milk about two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
And I milk about six, and the other boy milk about six. That'd be in the afternoon, and then in the morning early. everybody else and go and meal. And then after breakfast, we'd go on back and take the cows to the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
And clean the barn where they'd been, washed everything down, and back and get ready and go to school.
So you probably had to go there, what, 3 times a day or something? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 times.
So what did you think about that job? Did you?
It's about the hardest job there was.
It sounds like it was hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miss Burns was our boss.
Uh-huh.
She was head of the ground and the barn.
What was Miss Burns like?
She was a nice old lady. She could get tough too.
I figured that.
She saw that everything was clean and it had to be right on the dot.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you say she was the one in charge of like the grounds and all that? What did the settlement look like? I mean, in terms of how it was kept up, what was it like?
Well, I worked on the grounds about the first time I went over. I had to mow the grass.
Mm-hmm.
I mowed all that back behind the,
mm-hmm.
All up on the hill, all with a push mower that doors it. Didn't have any engine or any motor to it. Yeah. Then we keep, I believe we put gravel or cinders, put cinders on the walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And got cinders from the different buildings that had the had a furnace, you know, and we kept that plant flowers and keep everything nice.
I guess were they real particular? Or?
Yeah, she was. Keep it all looking nice.
So you worked in the barn and you worked on grounds. Was there any other jobs you did when you were there?
No.
Did you work any during the summers?
Mm-mm, no, in the summer I didn't
work. Okay.
Went home.
Yeah. I just knew that some people had told me they would work in the summer to pay their way.
Yeah.
How did you pay to go to school there?
My dad paid so much a month, much for the whole year, I guess.
Yeah.
Must have been over $10 or something.
Uh-huh.
A year? It wasn't very much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's some people that work there in their summer and then paid for their stay themselves.
Let's see, let's talk a little bit about the dining room. I found that's been an interesting thing to talk about with people, because I know that y'all ate together.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like, all getting in there together?
That was, each table had about eight, I guess, people on it. And the boys would eat slow sometimes, so that we could be, when the head would dismiss the table when there was only one or two left eating. So we'd always, us big eaters would always try to be left. So we eat everything that left. and when the bowl came empty, we had to go back to the dining room and get it filled up and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had breakfast, had a little round biscuits, about like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, they were all good. Everybody liked them. Sometimes we'd take them out in our pockets.
Was the food pretty good, or what'd you, did you like it?
Real, they had all real good, neat meal. Good cobblers and things, dessert. Fed real good.
Were you expected to behave a certain way when you were in the dining room, or were there rules? Were there rules for how you had to act when you were at the table?
Well, yeah, they taught us all the rules and all the manners, you know. And so each night, if someone got up before we ate and read some scripture, and that was the hardest thing. When it came my turn, I couldn't, that scared me to death.
Did it?
You get up and read a verse or two of the Bible.
So
everybody had to take their turn at that, though.
Uh-oh. So you didn't like doing that very well.
No, I sure dreaded that.
Okay, I'm gonna move this one more time. There. Now when you were staying there, what were things that, when you lived there on campus, what'd you do on the weekends?
Saturday afternoon, we'd just work about half a day on Saturday, and afternoons we'd play ball or something like that. Or go to town, but they could let us go to town on Saturday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And in summertime we'd play basketball or something like that.
Yeah. What did you, what would you do in town? What was there to do down there?
We would buy pop mm-hmm. or buy some candy. Go to the Palace Lunch where they, the girls and boys dance.
Oh, you could dance in there?
Yeah.
Was town a pretty busy place? I mean, did people go there?
Yeah. They had a restaurant called the Palace Lunch.
Uh-huh.
They had a piccolo and they danced in the bahia all the time. Even all the outside students would come at lunchtime, they'd come, they'd flood those places, and some of them would eat at there's about two or three different restaurants, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody would eat a bowl of soup or something and for lunch, or some would bring their lunches, I guess. We used to go to the grocery stores and eat our lunch sometimes. When I, you know, when I wasn't sentenced, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember some other people telling me that they'd go downtown and eat lunch. Mm-hmm. Now this, around this time would have been, I guess, the end of the Depression, wouldn't it? The late 30s? Or was it still kind of in the Depression, probably?
Yeah.
How did that affect? How do you remember that affecting things, just in general? Or affecting you, maybe?
Well, I guess it was kind of a little build-up after President Roosevelt got in.
Mm-hmm.
He got in 33, didn't he? And so it, people worked on WPA and things like that, and everybody was working, and it had pretty good money back right after the president got in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but people lived on their gardens and farm. You ever put away stuff ever fall? You had anything you wanted to eat, just about.
Mm-hmm.
Had breweries, picked breweries in the summer. Put away apples, potatoes, old potatoes up. You just had plenty to eat. Going to work and tend to all the ground.
Yeah.
Raise a lot of stuff. And stuff grew better back then than it does now.
I think you're right. Let's talk a little bit about your teachers that you had when you were in school there. I guess maybe high school, or just maybe any that stick out in your mind. Maybe some that you really enjoyed taking.
Well, Bevy Pratt taught me English in the 8th grade, and she's one of the oldest teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she taught for longer than anybody, I guess. Mr. Potter was our 8th grade teacher. He was kind of rough too. He took my friend, my buddy Copper John. He took him out to whip him one day, in the see where the stairway, where the top of the stairway where they went down. It was out of the room,
mm-hmm.
in the top of the stairway there. And it was just right after taking up, but the books had taken up, and so here come a boy late. He said he was whipping on him, and said, here come a boy late. The sergeant said, he just turned around and grabbed him and whipped him.
Goodness.
Yeah, we had some teachers pretty. In high school, I had Pearl and arithmetic and algebra and he was a good teacher. Miss Cone Betty, she taught me English. She was rough.
What was rough about her?
She just made you get your lessons in.
What happened if you didn't?
Well, I guess she'd make us go to the professor. Prof Smith was a principal, and everybody dreaded him too. Better not be sent to him.
Mm-hmm.
He used the paddle sometimes.
Oh. So are there any other teachers maybe that you remember?
Miss Standish, I liked her. She's taught literature,
uh-huh.
English literature. And she was She's from up in New England. She's supposed to have been arrayed Miles Standish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she said she was from that family. And I think she was a PhD degree.
Mm-hmm.
And she really knew her things, and she loved poetry and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
She was a good teacher. And
what kind of personality did she have?
She had a, well, she was kind of solemn all the time, and kind of hard to understand.
Mm-hmm.
She had a Boston.
Oh, yeah. An accent.
Accent.
Do you remember what she looked like? Maybe kind of her.
Well, she was kind of low, kind of, I believe, a little bit heavy set.
Mm-hmm.
You had quite a bit of hair, wore glasses.
How did those teachers dress back then? I mean, was it more formal than today, or did they wear skirts, or, I mean, I guess the women, did they dress in skirts and things, or how did they dress?
Yeah, just about, just kind of informal, you know, not too formal.
But seeing you were still thinking of teachers before I interrupted you. Were you still thinking of some other teachers? Let's see, you said Miss Standish. Did you have Miss Cobb any, or was she there then?
Who?
Ann Cobb?
Yeah, Miss Cobb in history, yeah.
What was she like?
Oh, she's the best person that it was. Everybody liked her. And she'd teach us about the wars and things, and she'd shed tears when she'd think about the wars, and she'd teach us about the war. She was really, I had Latin out of her too, and I had to take a, after I left the settlement, I had to take a class by myself, and she'd give me work and in another class that she was teaching, and I would work that. And before the year's end, when she got all the grades in and everything, she told the girl, says, "You go tell Clarence that he passed." So he might be worried. She wrote me while I was in the service in World War II. She wrote me a letter once.
Hang on, just. Okay, there we go. You're saying that she wrote you when you were in the service in World War II?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She mentioned about me taking Latin and all. Yeah, she loved our family, whole family. She loved. She acquainted with. I believe she came to her home one time.
Now let's
see. That was about all the teachers I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Miss Furman?
Yeah, No, I didn't know her.
You didn't?
That was before my time.
Okay, that's what I thought.
When I'm a professor, I had that class under Prof. Smith. We called him Prof. Smith.
Yeah.
And he was principal. And I dreaded to go to him. I had to take algebra. Not algebra, but geometry under him. And I always did pretty good in the mathematics. I made the A's every time and under him. So that's about the best grades I made was under him, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good teacher, too. Math under Pearl.
Uh-huh.
So I guess that's all then.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you remembered quite a few. What about maybe other people that worked at the settlement when you were living there that weren't teachers? Maybe like a cook or somebody that worked on grounds. Do you remember? Are there any people like that you remember?
Yeah, I remember Doc Pratt.
What did he do?
He was related to my mother's family.
Uh-huh.
He worked on the grounds a whole lot and gardening. I believe he raised a garden. There was a Wenton Hale, he helped Doc all the time. He was a good, nice fella. He's one of the Hales lived up on the right hand fork.
Mm-hmm.
And Morg Sloan, remember him? He was he worked in the shop and maintenance shop that kept up the buildings and anything that needed to be built or made from lumber.
What was his name? Morg Sloan?
Morg Sloan.
Morg Sloan. Okay. Let's see. Now with that, did you take, I just remembered a class that some people had talked about. Did you take the manual training class?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, I took two years of manual training and one year of mechanical drawing. I mean.
Okay.
But we had we made a project in the mechanical drawing. We drew it and we learned how to draw it out, and then we made it. I enjoyed it pretty good. I like manual training.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it was a helpful class?
Yeah.
Once you got out of school, or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sure we did. Sure it helps. Me too. Make things around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Well, as far as making things, were you around much of the crafts, like when they did weaving and things? Did you see much of that, or?
Yes, I'd been in the weaving building a whole lot, yes. I don't remember what I had to go in there for, but I remember going in, seeing the looms and things.
Uh-huh. Well, now this is jumping back to something you said before. I was just thinking about it. You were talking about y'all had folk dances when you first were talking about some things you remembered. How often did y'all have those dances? Or
about once a week.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember the night we were going, but I believe on the last year I was there, so on Saturday night sometimes we would go and we danced away at 10 or 11 o'clock.
What were those dances like?
Boys and girls together, huh?
Uh-huh. What were those dances like?
They're just it's kind of like square dancing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of different ones from square dancing, but they were just on the same level, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You lined up, dance between each other, around or in circles or something.
Uh-huh. Was that a pretty popular way to, I guess, court somebody, or maybe was that how? I don't know. Was that a good social time, I guess?
Yeah, it was. We enjoyed it. We got to be with the girls. About the only time.
Was it? So how strict were they on that rule of not of girls and boys, keeping them separate?
They weren't very strict. We had meetings or things like we would sit together and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of boys and girls wrote notes to each other.
Did they?
Yeah.
What kind of music was at those dances?
I don't believe we had any music.
You didn't?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have like a dance caller or somebody that called the dances or?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
The director, she did all that.
And then you were talking about you played in a band, right?
Yeah.
What kind of band was that? That sounds pretty interesting.
We had Travis Simpson played the fiddle. His brother Ori played the mandolin. I played the guitar, and another boy too played a guitar or something else. So we'd get together once in a while and play. Simpson boys were pretty good, and they're pretty good musicians.
Mm-hmm. What kind of music did you guys play?
Just old country.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I called it hillbilly music back then, I guess. Hillbilly band.
Well, was that? Did you have a name for yourselves, or?
No.
You just played.
Just played.
Yeah. So how'd y'all get the notion to get together a band? What?
I don't know. Simpson boys, they kept their instrument. They'd play some every afternoon or sometime. They'd play together. So we'd all join in sometime and play with them.
Let's see. Oh yeah, something that I found interesting talking to people is Christmas. How y'all celebrated Christmas at the settlement school. What did y'all do for Christmas? What was the...
Well, I believe maybe the girls went around and sang, not before Christmas, sang around the building. So. There we go. I don't remember where we got our presents, but we always get good presents from the settlement and then from candy Creek Community Center, they'd send the gifts over there too,
mm-hmm.
like they do. They'd send them to every school in Knox County, and gifts from candy. And several schools at home, they had good presents too. Last year, I learned they gave us a wristwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Fruit and everything, I guess. I don't remember exactly what it all.
Uh-huh. Did y'all ever do any sort of like play or program for that? Or
we had a Christmas play in the high school.
Okay.
Each year.
And what about graduation? What did y'all do for graduation? What kind of ceremony?
We had something called a class day or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they had predictions of what you were going to make and what you were going to do in life.
What did they predict for you?
Don't ask me that.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, you don't have to answer it.
I was in the... That year I was in the final, the play at the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
And the girl said they had me to be take Robert Taylor's place. And I got mad about that. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Robert Taylor was just being, he was coming out and being the biggest star then.
Uh-huh. So you didn't like that too much. Well, who were some of your, you were telling me about your one buddy there, Copper John. You told me a few tales on him. Who were some of your other real close friends during high school?
Shelby Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
He and I milked the cow together.
Uh-huh.
And we were in the same class. And Howard, he was just before us a year or two, I guess, 2 years before us. And was Orville and Elmer Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you've seen them.
Yeah, I know them. Well, what were some things maybe that y'all would do together, like you and Shelby, the one that you milk cows with? I know that guys like to hang out and do things together. What sort of things would y'all do together?
Mostly playing the basketball again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Shelby played basketball too again. But when we went to state, he was just got down with a pneumonia and didn't get to go to state with
him. Well.
He's real sick now, yeah. Shelby is.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Have you seen him?
Uh-uh.
He has Parkinson's disease.
Does he? Yeah, see, if I don't know the people or I can't get a hold of them, I try to call somebody in their family. But I hadn't talked to anybody in his family yet. I'll have to remember to do that. Well, you talked a lot about playing basketball. I think that's pretty interesting. You're the first basketball player I've gotten a hold of. Mm-hmm. So
I'm about the only one left from 39.
Yeah. When did you start playing basketball?
Started when you're a kid over the mouth, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Played on the ground. came the time when I went out for basketball the first year Pearl came in 35.
Mm-hmm.
And Copper and me made the team. So for 3 years I sat on the bench, but I played the fourth year I was one of the first five.
Uh-huh.
And, I never could see very good. I was nearsighted.
Uh-huh.
And but I tried to play without glasses. I couldn't wear glasses and play like them because they didn't have anything to cover them up.
Right.
I didn't have glasses made that wouldn't break.
Well, I'm a big basketball fan, so I like talking about this, but I said I'm a big basketball fan, so I like talking about that.
Yeah.
What did, what was practice like? What did, how long did practice last, or?
About 2.5 hours or 2 hours, I guess.
Was it every day?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was rough on us, but we got used to it. And but I went to Georgetown and I played 1 year down there. And there's a lot harder practice down in the college than it was in high school.
Yeah. Did people come out and watch y'all play?
Yeah, we had big crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that little old gym would be full all the time.
Who was y'all's biggest rival, or rivals? I guess you had more than one.
Hazard never would play us.
Why not?
If they thought they were better than that,
well,
they wouldn't stoop that low. And
mm-hmm.
Jackson and Breathy County was our rival, and Car Creek was our rival. So sometimes if we ever met Hazard, we'd be in the tournament. So the 1939, we met him in the tournament, beat him. First time in Hyman had ever beat him. Beat him pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
The best man, best player was a big, tall cone boy, and he played in the pivot, and my brother played behind him, and I played in front of him, and I let my man go behind, way back. He played in the back, so that big Combs boy just got the ball one time and turned around and shot it, and made it. only points he got.
Y'all must have had some good defense.
Yeah, he was the best player, so we put two fellas to guard him.
Uh-huh.
Turned the one loose.
So your brother played basketball too with you?
Yeah, he was better than I was. He made all state.
Well, let's talk about going to the state tournament. I guess that was a pretty big deal. I mean,
yeah,
it's a big deal now.
We'd never been to Lexington.
You hadn't?
No.
What?
Yeah.
How'd you feel? I mean, thinking about on it now.
I thought that was a great big place. We played good ball, though. We played it. Papers bragged on us.
Mm-hmm.
Wait just a minute, I'll show you some pictures.
Okay, here, wait, let me get that microphone off of you. Well. Turn it back on there. So y'all went down to the state tournament and played 3 games, right?
Yeah.
Or was it 4 altogether?
4 games.
4 games altogether. So how many days were y'all down there?
I went from Wednesday, I guess, to Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Like that. We had to play two games on Saturday. Mom started on Friday then, probably.
Yeah.
Started for Thursday, I think.
Thursday. Did many people get to go and watch you all, fans, or was that too far to go?
Yeah, there's quite a few people went. Somebody went and got my dad and brought him down for the last game. Watch this get beat.
Oh, no. At least he got to come and see it, though. That would have been something to come and see that.
They won the state tournament in 43.
That's, yeah.
Charlie Combs that played.
So what did people think back at school? Their big team going off, was there like any kind of celebration in town or?
Well, no, there's nobody to meet us in town.
There wasn't?
But might have been a few, but the next day, when we went to school Monday, they had a kind of a celebration in the gymnasium, had us up on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Some men made speeches.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty neat, I think. Well, I just have a few more questions, I promise. I guess what kind of impact has it had on your life, being from going to school at the settlement, even maybe just living there? What kind of impact do you think that had on you?
Well, that helped. That helped me when I was in the Army.
Okay.
Because I'd been used to being away from home,
mm-hmm.
so it didn't bother me to be away from home in the Army. Kind of takes a homeboy away from you.
Yeah.
And you learn an awful lot. Learned a lot of manners and things like that. It goes through you all through life, I guess.
Yeah. Now, when did you go to the, what year did you go to the Army?
In 1942. March of 42. Stayed 3 years and 10 months, 13 days.
Wow.
I was in the field artillery and went to Germany while our army was on the Siegfried Line at the Belgian border. War there.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on, I think we, I was in the I was a lineman in the headquarters field artillery battalion.
Yeah.
And we laid wires from our headquarters battalion to the infantry battalions.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little lot of shell on and things like that, but we don't need no combat, like hand-to-hand combat or nothing. But we got a lot of shells and strikes a couple of times by an airplane. But we went to Dusseldorf, I believe, before they quit fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And then from we had to stay over there in the Army of Occupation. We went to Berlin and occupied, but I only had to stay there about 2 weeks. Got home. Mm-hmm. Got sent home from there. And I came home in January 46.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it's like you said, you'd been away from home. I mean, not that far away, of course, but you learned how to get along with other people, I guess.
Yeah. It's a good learning experience. Uh-huh. Settlements, it was.
Do you think maybe, because I know a lot of people have talked to me, like you said, about how Miss Watts was a strict person and things like that. Why do you think they were strict on y'all?
Well, that's just something that a lot of parents and people in school were back at that time were a lot stricter than they are now, because they're not they want you to do the right thing. If you didn't do it, they'd punish you for it.
Uh-huh. Well, what did you think about, I know that a lot of the teachers came from New England and things.
Yeah.
What did you think about that? Did you?
I think that was awful good. It taught us how the other people lived in different places and how they talked.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that. Taught us an awful lot.
Well, do you have any, of course, I mean, I could think of a lot of questions that maybe wouldn't be ones of things that you're thinking of, or that, are there any special memories you have of, like, things that stick out in your mind from being there, maybe when you lived there, something you got into that you wouldn't mind, you wouldn't mind telling about? Because I think it's always good to get stories about people, you know, because it gives you a good idea of what it was like.
Well, I told you about getting expelled.
Yeah. You told me that one. I didn't know if maybe there were any other stories that stick out in your mind when you get to talking about being in school. Maybe mischief you all got into. I'm sure you all got into plenty of that.
Well, one time we had a flood and it was going down and the water was still pretty high. The other boy and I got in the creek there at the barn and we swam down through that muddy water down the bridge down there and got out. Miss Jones found out about that. And she made us go ahead and take a bath and go to bed in the daytime. Wouldn't let us get out.
For getting in the creek.
Getting in the creek. She thought that was dangerous, Miss, getting in that creek.
She's afraid y'all drown out there, probably. Is there anything else you boys got into that you can think of?
But I tell you, my brother and some boys had one April Fool Day, one morning real early, got up and took a stick or something and rang the bell.
Mm-hmm.
At the Orchard House. They rang the bell, and when it's not ringing for meals or for meetings or things, it's ringing for fire. So everybody thought there was a fire before daylight. They'd ring that bell. So that was an April Fool's joke. That was my brother did that.
Did he get caught?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's good.
There's some other boys into it too.
Yeah. Was there anything I haven't asked you about maybe that you've thought about while we've been talking? Maybe something you think would be important about the settlement score, or maybe just about people or something I haven't mentioned?
No.
Maybe something you think would be important about your time there.
No, I believe I've told you about it.
Okay. Well, I'll stop.